Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. It's Wednesday, September 30th, and you're listening to the Texans Today podcast. My name is Drew Doherty, and the Texans went through another practice at the Methodist Training Center outside on a gorgeous afternoon. And afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak spoke with the media about it and said he's changing things up a little bit differently, practice-wise, as opposed to last week.
Practice a little different today, trying to get a bunch of teaching, add some reps, got some new faces that we're trying to really get caught up. So, but it was good. You know, we got a bunch of good reps in.
Can you talk about the new faces that you're running?
Well, obviously, Pollard, trying to get Pollard going. We'd like to have him be a contributor, you know, this weekend. We'll see how far we can bring him. Trying to get McCain more reps, you know, trying to get Jock Reese more reps, but he got a finger hurt in warm-ups, so we'll deal with that right now. So we lost him in warm-ups today.
I know you focus on everything, but talk about your defense and what you're doing in a training.
Well, I think the number one thing we got to do in this football game is we got to be simple. We got to find out where we're at, you know, from a standpoint of just assignment football and you know, come out of a football game without saying we gave up 100 yards because of missed assignments. I mean, there's no reason for that to happen. That's on us as coaches. We got to know what our players can do and what they can't do, and it gives them a chance to go compete.
That corner they have over there, the Pro Bowl corner, have you seen very many better than him?
No, he's the best I've seen in a while throughout this league. I mean, he's exceptional. He's big. He's fast. You know, they put him out there on an island, you know, in the whole game. That's the way they play. So he's an exceptional player. We got a pretty good wideout, too, so that'd be a pretty good battle between the two of them.
Gary, would you say that if there's one position on this team that concerns you most, would it be safety?
No, I mean, I can't pinpoint just that one spot. I mean, obviously, we're playing a few guys there, Tim. I mean, we've been, you know, it's been rotating guys back there trying to find the right combination. But, you know, a lot of that had to do with us losing Gene for a period of time. So and hopefully we'll settle down. Somebody will step to the forefront and want to be out there every week, and we'll see.
You know, the theme from the plate.
I'm sorry.
How much could Pollard play this week?
I really have to watch him practice, Tim. You know, he took a great deal of the practice today. It's kind of one of the biggest reasons we added all these reps. And so we'll go back and see how much progress he can make. But I expect him to be a contributor come Sunday.
Like the theme from the players is Frank's putting them in the right position. They're making the right calls. They're just not executing.
Well, I mean, you can point fingers all over the place, Mark, you know, whether it's alignment, whether it's execution, whether it's tackling, but the bottom line is just not good enough. So, you know, we got to work out of the funk. Hey, I wish we could play every day until we get out of it, but they only let us play on Sunday. So we get another chance this Sunday to come back and do it better.
Have you been impressed with Cushing early since he missed
Yeah, he's been exceptional. Our linebackers have played well. All three of them guys have played very well. He's been an impact player, tremendous effort player. To me, he's not even close to what he's going to be before the season's over. He's in about the third week of camp. So we got a good one for a long, long time. So very impressed with him.
Is it surprising that he was able to jump in and be successful so quickly?
It doesn't surprise me the way he plays, you know, effort-wise and those type of things. I guess it has surprised some of us about how sharp he's been and everything without having the camp to go off of. But he's just a good football player. You know, it's not too big for him. He gets better on Sundays. And so, you know, he's got a bright future.
Is there one or two things about him that stand out?
Effort. You know, most great players play with tremendous effort, and he does it the whole game, you know, from the first snap to the last.
Just sort of follow up on Mark's question a minute ago. After the game, Dante and D'Amico were both very adamant about the defensive players have to step up and take responsibility for all that.
That's good. I mean, whether you're a coach or whether you're a player and things aren't going right, you should stand up and be accountable for your job. I mean, that's what we do for a living. So, I mean, our guys are willing to do that. You know, I see us playing hard. We're not playing clean, and we just need to keep our effort. We need to be cleaner, and you know, hopefully get a few balls bounce our way. But we got to get better, and it's everybody. It's not one person, but they're willing to do their part.
You had talked about on Monday of using some players from the practice squad, perhaps.
Well, yeah, I like the effort of some of our practice squad players, and I talk about Nating and I talk about Jamison. Now, naturally, to do something like that, to me, you know. You got to know that they're going to come contribute for you. So we're watching them. We're working those guys this week. Like I said, these extra reps are for us to look at some of these guys that we think might be able to help us. Whether one of those guys would be called up or not, I don't know. We'll see.
Could you talk about how you went through the thought process and arrived at simplifying as a solution?
Well, no, I mean, don't get me wrong there. We're not going to go out there and run one defense. And no, we're going to compete. I mean, we're going to try to stop their offense. We've got to do some things. But I think obviously when you're, you know, it's like I talked about offensively, when you feel like maybe your players aren't grasping all the things you're doing, then you don't keep doing them. You find a way to say, okay, this is what they're grasping. Now let's go see if they're good enough. So, you know, I think it's important this week that if by the end of the week we've got to cut back some of our game plan or something at watching practice, then we got to do that, and we got to be fair to them. So hopefully we'll do a better job of that this week.
Do you feel like it's just something you just need a good quarter or a big play or
there's
something?
Some good, you know, there's you look at the Jets game, Richard, there was a good quarter and a half, and we busted a coverage, and it seemed like we got in a funk and played poorly from then on. You know, Tennessee, we played poorly first half, played very good second half. And last week, the first two series, we were excellent in the first two series. So there have been spots. I think we get way too down when we give up a third down. I think I told them during the game, it looks like we stop them, we give up a play, and there's too much dejection. Or, you know, I mean, from one play, I mean, you got to keep playing. And you know, that's what I want to see them do. That comes with confidence.
Safety Bernard Pollard joined the ball club a week ago, and it looks like he's going to get some playing time this Sunday against the Raiders. And Pollard talked about the impact he hopes to soon make.
Like I said, I know this defense. I understand it. I understand where I'm supposed to be at what times. And now I just got to play ball. And I can't think about messing up, because I just got to go out there. I got to play fast. I got to hit. I got to wrap up. I got to pick off the ball if I get a chance. I got to blitz when I get a chance. And I just got to let these coaches know that, you know, you made the right decision as far as, you know, bringing me in. But, you know, it's just me doing my job. I don't dog anybody else. I'm not going to dog anybody else. You know, when your number is called, you gotta come out, and you gotta fulfill what they think you can. So now is my turn, and I gotta go out there and play ball.
Is this a different kind of pressure because you're a new team? I know you say you know the defense.
Yes, sir.
But you were a second round pick, I guess. There,
yes,
you were there for several years, leading tackler.
Yes, sir.
This is a new situation. I mean, is that hard? Running first team, right off the bat, here you are.
Well, you know, like I said, football's football. And I got to come in here and I have to play ball at whatever it takes. You know, whatever it takes, that's how I am. Whatever it takes, you know, I'm going to go out there and do. You know, if you set the standards high, I want to go and I want to surpass some standards. You know, I want to reach high, and that's how I've been up my whole career. And me going into my fourth year, I think I understand the game better. I understand it, and things kind of slow down a little bit once you know what you're doing. So now I think I'm at that point, regardless of me, you know, going in the three years and then a 3-4. My fourth year, and then, you know, getting out of that situation, coming back to a 4-3 with a different team, you know, trying to learn different people and different coaches, and that's perfectly fine for me. I like that, and I understand what it takes to be successful, you know, at the position I am right now. And like I said, things have slowed down. I understand the game a lot better, and it makes it so much better when you have the players that's here around you, you know, because this is a very good group of guys, you know, from the first string to the second team to the third string. It's a very good group, and I mean, to be in the NFL, obviously you have to be really good, because this is the highest level. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you have to do your job. And like I said, you know, if the defense, if we do our job, you know, this offense is going to do their job. And I think they've showed it. You know, everybody's going to have down time or you know, not going to play great all. You're not going to play great all the time. But at the end of the day, if you just do your job and show up, everything will be okay.
Gary said this team has a tendency to allow big plays to affect them. Where you give up a 60-yard play, and then the defense is affected for four or five plays, as where you'll be playing at your position. How can you keep that from happening? How can you, if a big play gets happened, how do you to make sure the guys move on?
Well, you know what? At the end of the day, being a defensive back, if you mess up, it's seven. And I mean, I think, you know, the guys have, you know, you see it day in and day out in the NFL. And I mean, you see it with this team. If a defensive back messes up, if he takes the wrong angle, if he misses a tackle, when it got to the third level, you know, it's a touchdown now. So we have to do everything we can to prevent that from happening. And I think, you know, if we do that, you know, like I said, the players, the corners that's here, the linebackers, the D line, I mean, I was happy when I came, because, you know, now I say, you know, and this is not dogging anybody that I previously played with, but you see the talent that's on the front four, and you see the talent that's on the three. Obviously, you got a captain and you know, the three, you know, linebackers, and you have, you know, a Pro Bowl corner. You got another corner that's really, really good. You got, you know, a safety that you play with that won Super Bowls, that has, you know, done everything he's did in his career and it's been successful. And now that I get a chance to come and be with them guys, you know, I'm having a lot of fun, and I can't focus on anything else but to play ball, right ball, and prevent so many, you know, the mistakes. Just prevent the mistakes. And I mean, this team, you know, I keep saying it, but you know, we got to hold down our end of the bargain, and this offense will do their job.
Rookie corner Bryce McCain, the sixth-round pick out of the University of Utah, has played at times this season and is hoping to continue to contribute in 2009.
Well, tell me about what you guys are trying to work on as far as, I know you're out on the island, you're mainly covering guys, but as a whole defensively, what do you guys have to do to make strides in defending against the run?
It started today. It started yesterday. We got to come out and practice hard and what we got to need to do and get the game plan right and put it all together and not just do it from Monday to Friday. We got to do it Monday to Sunday. We got to do it on Sundays. Because we come out and do it at practice, then we got to translate practice to the game and take care of our own business.
With those differences or what you have to do differently, what's changed in practice as far as to prepare for the run, defending against the run?
Really focusing, not just we're making our reps count, man. We just go out there, going through the motions, trying to help them get through practice. What we did today, we slowed down everything and made sure we did everything right instead of just going out there and doing everything 110 miles per hour and not really getting a concept behind what we're doing. So we slowed everything down and get everything right and come back and come tomorrow and work on it again.
We sure do thank you for listening to this Texans Today podcast. Make sure you stay here at HoustonTexans.com to find out everything you could ever want to know about your favorite players, cheerleaders, coaches, and more. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston.